Good morning. It's Thursday, February 13th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. An inmate found deceased in his prison cell Tuesday at Kirkland Reception in Columbia has been identified. The state newspaper is reporting suicide is suspected in the death of 21-year-old Caleb Swecker. Department of Corrections spokesperson Christy Shane says Swecker was in prison on a youthful offender sentence. After having been incarcerated for nearly a year, Swecker was released but was returned to Kirkland on February 5th for a parole violation. An autopsy in the case is pending. Hundreds of police officers are still looking for a 6-year-old girl who hasn't been seen since shortly after she got off her school bus near her Midlands home on Monday. Investigators say they have no evidence that Faye Marie Swetlick was kidnapped from her neighborhood in the city of Casey. Authorities have not ruled out that the girl was abducted, that she walked away from her home, or was harmed by someone she knows. Yesterday, police released a video of the girl getting off her school bus Monday. Her family called 911 after looking for her for about an hour. A U.S. Army soldier charged with trying to transmit bomb-building plans online has pleaded guilty to federal charges. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
Federal prosecutors say 24-year-old Conway native Jarrett Smith wanted to sow chaos by attacking news organizations and then by overthrowing the U.S. government. Smith's arrest stems from an online conversation with federal agents last August. According to the affidavit, Smith was trying to recruit compatriots through social media. Prosecutors say part of his strategy was to electronically distribute plans for making cell phone bombs, quote, in the style of the Afghans, end quote. Smith was, at the time of his arrest, an active duty soldier assigned to Fort Riley, Kansas. He pleaded guilty Tuesday to 2 counts of distributing information related to explosives and weapons of mass destruction. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years on each charge. Smith's sentencing is scheduled for May. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
A new line of heavy rain and a few thunderstorms are moving into the upstate this morning from a cold front. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne is following the front and says this last bout of rain may not pose as much of a flood risk as some upstate communities experienced earlier this week.
I expect the line over the upstate this morning to reach the Midlands around midday and coastal areas before dusk. Gusty winds and downpours are likely with the line, but I expect it to last about 1 or 2 hours at any one location, which should limit additional flash flooding.
Much of the focus of heavy rain has been over the upstate this week, but runoff is causing rivers over the PD and Lowcountry to flood. The Peedy River at Peedy is in a major flood stage now, and the Santee River near Jamestown is expected to reach major flood stage tomorrow morning. The Edisto River near Givens Ferry, the Lynch's River at Effingham, and the Congaree River at Carolina Eastman are all in moderate flood stage. Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer has hired one of South Carolina's most influential black lawmakers as an advisor to his campaign. State Representative Gilda Cobb-Hunter has signed on as a senior national advisor. Cobb-Hunter is the longest-serving member of the South Carolina House and is the current president of the National Black Caucus of State Legislators. The coronavirus has now affected aircraft company Boeing. January was void of new airline jet sales, and now the company is worried that the virus outbreak in China could hurt airplane deliveries in the first quarter. Yesterday, Boeing CEO Greg Smith said the company is spending a lot of time with Chinese airline customers, trying to help them navigate a downturn in travel. Boeing's vice president of commercial sales and marketing said the company's supply chain has not yet been affected by the outbreak. Benedict College has officially introduced to the school's community its new head football coach. Yesterday, Dr. Rosalind Clark Artis, Benedict's president, and Athletic Director Willie Washington named Chennis Berry to the post. It will be Berry's first head coaching position. For the past 7 years, Berry has served as the assistant head coach and offensive coordinator at Southern University in Baton Rouge. Berry replaces Mike White, who was dismissed in November after serving 5 seasons. Those your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.